corn growing in the Sun Belt. That story next on This Land of Ours. The South is known more for its cotton and peanuts, not so much for the corn and soybean crops that are staples for farmers in the Midwest. But that's been changing in recent years, according to National Corn Growers Association President Chip Bowling.
We have. In the last couple of years, you know, when corn prices shot up there for a while, we started seeing more corn acres in the South. And, in fact, a couple of your county winners down here for National Corn Growers Contest were growing some impressive yield numbers down here. So, you know, the corn numbers are up. We are growing a fair amount of corn down in the South now. I think it's about 1.5 billion bushels, which is way up from what it used to be.
This year, however, Bowling says with a record harvest coming in, prices are much lower.
That's for sure. You know, with the 3 is the first number for corn, a lot of guys are planting at a loss. We really need, you know, to have $4 above corn to make any money with corn. We realized that, you know, where corn prices were a few years ago, that was not sustainable. But we do need to make a profit. We need corn in the $4 to $5 a bushel range would be proper for our corn farmers.
He adds that right now, the record corn harvest is running a little behind normal nationwide because of wet weather.
But that'll pick up. You know, harvest now is just like planting. Once they get going, they can move a lot of acres in a hurry. So,
Bowling visited the recent Sun Belt Ag Expo in Moultrie, Georgia. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.